BBC News with Gabriel O'Regan. The Speaker of Iran's Parliament, Mohammed Baghir Ghalibaf, has said Iranian forces are in full control of the Strait of Hormuz and passage through the vital waterway would remain restricted unless the US removed its blockade of Iranian ports. President Trump has said the US will continue to stop vessels going to or coming from Iran until a deal is reached with Tehran. The BBC's chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, is in the Iranian capital. She's been allowed to report from inside the country on condition her material is not broadcast on BBC Persian.
The crux of the matter is that President Trump seems to believe that a deal between Tehran and Washington, which would be a major diplomatic achievement after 47 years of enmity, can be done in a matter of days. We can really feel here in Tehran that they are under pressure from within their own ranks after that statement, for example, by the foreign minister Abbas Araghchi, that the Strait of Hormuz would be completely opened. There was a cascade of statements on Iranian media by hardliners saying, you can't open the strait. We're going to continue to control the strait. So even within the regime in Iran, there is arguing going on.
Pope Leo says he has no interest in having a debate with President Trump over the conflict in Iran. He told reporters that his comments on Friday about the world being ravaged by a handful of tyrants were written long before Mr. Trump's recent criticism of him. Later, addressing Angolan leaders on his arrival in Luanda, Pope Leo urged them to be not afraid of dissent.
Angola puede crecer mucho, si, en primer lugar.
Angola can grow greatly, if above all, you who hold authority in the country believe in the diversity of its wealth. Do not stifle the visions of the young and the dreams of the elderly, and know how to manage conflicts by transforming them into paths of renewal.
The United Nations Children Fund says it is outraged at Israel's killing of two truck drivers contracted by the agency to distribute water to families in Gaza. UNICEF said the killings happened at the Mansoura water filling point in northern Gaza. A gunman has gone on a deadly shooting spree in the Ukrainian capital before being shot dead by police. At least six people were killed and more than a dozen injured. Here's Vitaly Shevchenko from BBC Monitoring.
The security services in Kyiv have more or less reconstructed a timeline. First, he set fire to his own flat. Then he ran out into the street where he killed four people. Then he entered a shop where he took hostages and barricaded himself. And the police spent about 40 minutes negotiating with him and they stormed the shop when he killed one of the hostages.
Vitaly Shevchenko from BBC Monitoring. World news from the BBC. One of Europe's most wanted suspected drug traffickers has been arrested in Mexico. Janos Bala, also known as Daniel Takax, who's a Hungarian national, was taken into custody in the Mexican beach resort city of Cancun. European police have accused the 48-year-old of running a criminal organisation specialising in cocaine and ecstasy trafficking between at least mid-2014 through to April 2015. The governments of Spain, Brazil and Mexico have vowed to step up coordinated aid deliveries to Cuba to alleviate what they described as a humanitarian crisis caused by a US oil blockade. The three countries called for sincere dialogue in line with the UN Charter, adding that the Cuban people must be free to determine their own future. An 86-year-old Frenchman has issued what is believed to be the first formal apology by someone in France for their family's role in transatlantic slavery. Our global affairs correspondent, Ambarasan Etirajan, has the details.
Pierre-Guillaume de Perron said other French families must confront their historical ties to slavery and the state should go beyond symbolic gestures to address the past, including through reparations. He delivered the apology at a gathering in Nantes with a descendant of enslaved people from the Caribbean island of Martinique. Mr. Prance's move follows similar apologies, including commitments to help repair the harm caused by ancestors by some families in Britain and elsewhere. The transatlantic slave trade was the largest forced migration in human history and completely changed Africa, the Americas and Europe.
A life jacket worn by a survivor of the Titanic disaster has sold at a special auction in Britain for $900,000, almost twice the price expected. The safety vest was worn by first-class passenger Laura Mabel Francatelli while escaping the sinking ship on lifeboat number one. The life jacket was bought by the US-based Titanic Museum attraction. World news from the BBC.